You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is just weeks away from announcing the budget for the 2022-2023 financial year. But what does the budget have for the likes of you and me? Will there be a change in tax structure? Will we see any reduction in the goods and services tax rates? What does the government have in mind to ensure that the consumption power of citizens is boosted? Hello and welcome to the special budget podcast on CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar, and in this episode, I'll ensure all your questions on the budget from the personal finance perspective are answered. To find out what the taxpayers are expecting from the February 1st announcement by the finance minister, I spoke to Mr. Abhishek Soni, the co-founder and CEO of Tax2Win. Listen in to find out what suggestions he has for the government so as to ensure maximum relief for the salaried personnel.
Hi Abhishek, first of all, wishing you a very happy new year and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Wish you a very happy new year to you too.
Thank you. So now that we know the budget announcement for the 2022-2023 fiscal is just around the corner, and since there weren't many reliefs announced for the salaried bracket of people for them to avail directly, our listeners would like to know, where are we headed this time? What are the expectations from the budget this financial year? So in this special budget podcast, we'll be specifically talking about consumers, individuals, that is the end users of products and services. So people, especially in the middle income groups, have been eagerly waiting for measures that will help increase their consumption power. Which brings me to the big question, will there be an income tax cut for the salaried personnel this time?
So, you know, as you very rightly said in your statement that, you know, we need to increase the consumption power and, you know, for the middle class of people. So, you know, the major suggestion or, you know, the thing that I would, like to pass on to our finance minister, and the key expectation of every such individual taxpayer is that government should now, it's high time that, government should now look after increasing the disposable income which is available to an individual taxpayer. So currently, you know, if you in depth do an analysis, almost one third or almost one fourth part of our income, we end up paying into taxes.
Right.
The middle class guy is working for almost 12 months. So out of those 12 months, he's practically working free of cost for 3-4 months. Say if I am earning 10 lakhs of annual income, so the class may almost 80-90,000, even after I claim some ATC and if I claim some HRA and all that exemption also, I end up paying almost 8-9%, 80-90,000 of purely income tax. Okay.
Right.
Then on that, I incur aisa nahi ki pura 10 lakh kama raha hu and I'm entirely saving that 10 lakh rupees. I have to pay my rent bill, I have to pay my school fees, petrol, groceries, everything. So on each and everything, roughly 18% GST apan pay karte hain,
right?
Petrol ke andar taxes is already huge. That is also a significant part of our expenditure head. So practically, if we see that we end up paying 30-40% of taxes only, despite we are earning only 10 lakh rupees, which is like 80-90,000 a month. Okay. So in the budget, it's a very rightful and it's a very, accurate expectation that government should now look after that, how it can increase the disposable income. So we have our suggestions that we'll cover, on the later part of this conversation. But yes, that is the one key suggestion that we have in our mind. And second thing is that, you know, government has recently introduced appreciation initiative where it was, rewarding the honest taxpayers and bifurcating them into different categories like platinum member, gold member, silver member, bronze member kind of, categorization was done to express the gratitude towards the committed taxpayers.
Right.
So this unique initiative was started around a year back. So probably in this budget, if you see, if I am paying my taxes honestly for past 3-5 years, 10 different guys like me are also paying their taxes very honestly for last 4-5 years. Similarly, there are hundreds of those guys also who are not paying their taxes honestly, who are not doing the compliances honestly for past many years.
Right.
But we both are treated at par. Hai na?
Right.
Wohi road pe main chal raha hu, wohi toll pe I am paying the tax. We are at par. There is no differentiation if I am being an honest taxpayer and someone else being not a honest taxpayer. So it was a good initiative. Now it's the time that, you know, when we are technologically and infrastructure-wise also very strong, government should now take it to the next level. Probably, you know, a lot of MNCs, a lot of big organizations run membership schemes, reward scheme, where they pass on a lot of benefits to their exclusive members. Similarly, I think government can also do that. Like, if I'm a gold member, if I'm a bronze member, probably I can be given free tolls if I'm a, you know, gold taxpayer.
Right.
Or probably IRCTC is a government-owned company where I am doing a reservation. I can be, you know, prioritized there while doing reservation. If I am taking a loan from any government-owned company like SBI, I can be provided relaxation and priority in the documentation. So a lot of things can be done around that. That is the second thing which I feel, you know, the government should have in this budget.
Right. That's right. So now that we're talking about, you know, how the taxpayers should be rewarded, can you also tell us how can people avail these benefits? So since you were talking about honest taxpayers, for our listeners to know, can you just elaborate a little bit on how they can avail the benefits that are already available now that they've been ranked into platinum and gold and such categories? So what are the benefits available to them and how they can avail them?
So currently there are four categories: platinum, gold, silver and bronze. But currently this income tax department is only providing or awarding them with a certificate of appreciation. Currently there are no benefits linked to these winners or these people. So the thing that I am proposing is that government should now link some benefits also to these award holders.
Right.
Currently there are no benefits or anything available to them. And benefits or awards could be like priority, you know, reservation on government-owned websites, making toll-free for those kind of people. These kind of benefits can be made available.
Right. So, like you rightly put it, so what kind of tax slabs are you expecting? You know, what are the expectations, how the tax slab should be changed so that people are able to make the most and they have more consumption power, they have more purchasing power?
Yeah, you know, that's a very interesting and that's a very relevant thing. If you have a look, you know, at our current tax structure, it's almost, you know, same for last almost 3-4 years.
Right.
Our ATC limit, which is 1,50,000, it is there since 2014. And after 2014, there are only inclusions only in that. Ki isko bhi ATC mein le lo, isko bhi ATC mein le lo. There is no as such revision into the limit of ATC section also. So, you know, coming back to this question, first thing that, you know, government should do is they should increase the basic exemption limit of 2,50,000.
Right.
That is the most critical thing. Now, just, you know, have a practical example on it that if someone is earning 40,000-50,000 a month, 5-6 lakhs per annum, okay, petrol prices in past 3-4 years have hiked a lot. The overall inflation has increased a lot. Our monthly grocery bills, our monthly expenditures have drastically increased in past 3-4 years. Despite that, you know, I'm earning 6 lakh and I still have to pay tax. In an ideal scenario, I feel that if someone is like earning 50,000-60,000, he should not be bothered at all about the taxes. But okay, government to abhi 2 lakh se upar tax bhi le rahi hai aur nahi bane pe penalty aur le rahi hai uske upar se. So this is a, you know, important, and this is a very sensitive area from an individual taxpayer point of view. That government must consider in increasing the basic exemption limit, and it should be 5 lakh bare minimum. So, and this demand has been there to increase the basic exemption limit to 5 lakh for almost last 1 or 2 years only. So the government should increase the basic exemption limit to 5 lakh so that at least someone who is earning 50,000-60,000 a month, he should be relaxed and he should have a peace of mind. And there will be lot of taxpayers in this category.
Right.
So that is one thing. Second thing is that the ATC limit, as I said, it's been there for since 2014. The ATC limit has to be now increased. It's not sufficient amount, just 1,50,000 to accommodate all the investment options and everything. Given we have seen a lot of rise in equity investments, we have seen a lot of, you know, NPS, PPF, all of these, you know, have been clubbed into ATC. So that this is something which government must consider to increase.
So what, according to you, should be the right limit?
So I think, you know, the ATC limit should be bare minimum 2,50,000 to 3 lakh. It should be doubled at least. The current
so that would
limit
mean 3 lakh, right?
From Yeah, it should come to 3 lakh. If someone doesn't have the disposable income of 3 lakh to invest, he should be happy to do it 1 lakh, 1 lakh 50,000, 2 lakh, 2 lakh 20,000, whatever amount you invest and then take the exemption. Current scenario is, even if I have some disposable income to invest, but I'm not motivated enough to, you know, make that investment, given that kitika wo taxes will dena hi hai mere ko. And so it can be made up to 3 lakh. So if you have the income to invest, you invest. If you don't have income to invest, then you don't invest. But at least the taxpayer should have an option. I can do my planning according to that. So yeah, that limit should be increased. Then the standard deduction, which is currently at 50,000 for salaried individual, it must be increased to at least 1 lakh. Because 50 lakh is like just 4,000 per month, which is not the sufficient at all. So it should be made at least 1 lakh. Then third is the ATP medical insurance premium, which is currently only 25,000 for self, 25,000 for parents. Now, let's take a practical example. I'm buying for myself and for my wife, I'm paying 30,000-35,000 premium on that. Okay. Then I'm buying for my parents also. So if I'm purchasing for my parents, then it's going to be costlier only. So right. If I'm buying it for 30,000 for my father, 30,000 for my mother, or combined 40,000-50,000 if I'm paying, then it's a legitimate expense that I'm making. So that limit should be increased from 25,000. It should be probably 50-50 each, or it should be a combined limit of 1 lakh or whatever. But it's time that we should increase the limit. And in ATD or in insurance, you know, if you see an interesting fact, in ATD, in the medical insurance premium, there is an 18% GST which government is collecting, right? So effectively, I'm just saying 2% only. So example, I'm in a, you know, 20% tax slab. So to save that 20%, I do a medical insurance of 50,000, right? And then I save 20% tax on that. And at the same time, on that medical insurance premium, government is collecting 18% tax from me. So effectively, 2% bachaya maine. So effectively, that doesn't make any sense. So with the increase in limit, government should also consider, you know, reducing the GST percentage on the insurance premium also.
Right.
So that is, another thing another suggestion that government should consider for the individual taxpayer. Apart from that, and if you look at NPS, so in the NPS, there is an additional deduction of only 50,000 that you can claim for making an investment in NPS. So NPS is being a very good option from long-term investment planning point of view, from tax saving point of view also, but this is not picking up just because the deduction amount is only 50,000. So the NPS deduction limit should also be increased by the government from 50,000 to 1 lakh at least.
Right.
So to summarize, there are certain 3-4 changes. First, the basic exemption limit has to be increased from 2,50,000 to 5 lakh at least. That is the most critical thing which we feel that government must do. Then ATC limit should be increased because it's been there for a very long time. The ATD premium limit must be increased given the practical, you know, scenario. Then standard deduction should be increased from 50,000 to 1 lakh. And then in the NPS, the additional deduction, which is allowed only 50,000 as of now, should also be increased.
Right. So I'll ask you a few more questions on the insurance sector a little later. For now, I'd like to ask you another question about the tax structure and the new tax regime. So the government had come up with a new tax regime last time, but there are only a few takers for it. Why is that?
Yeah, so for the new tax regime, no, in general, it is a sense that it hasn't picked up that well. Probably once we have official data that how many people have opted for the new tax regime and how many new people have been introduced, or how many new people have, opted for the new tax regime, then only we will have a concrete answer to that. But yes, in general, there have been lesser people who have opted for new tax regime. The key reason that we feel is being that it is for a very small segment of people. Like if you are earning 8 lakh, 9 lakh a month and per annum salary, then obviously you will do some investment in ATC. Obviously you will pay rent, then you will claim HRA exemption, you will have standard deduction, you will have other allowances and deductions also. And so when you take all these exemptions and allowances, account for your taxable income, your taxable income gets reduced under the old tax regime, and tax will also get reduced. But when you opt for the newer tax regime, then you are not allowed to avail any exemption or any deduction. So in that scenario, your tax outgo is higher in the new tax regime. So that's why, you know, most people don't, who are having a salary bracket of like 8 lakh, 9 lakh and above, they don't opt for the new tax regime because that's not beneficial for them. The only class particularly which I feel is beneficial for new tax regime is like who is earning 5, 6, 7 lakh of income. So that's the reason that I feel that it hasn't picked up that much.
Right. So now moving on, there's a lot of talk about financial inclusion these days. Many people, especially the younger lot, is looking to invest in real estate. And also since work from home lasted for a really long time, people had more in hand to spend and more in hand to save. So they invested their money and they're looking to invest in real estate. So to give this a further push, so will we see any other tax benefits, you know, on home loan principal and interest?
Yeah. So currently, you know, the limits are like you can avail tax benefit for the principal repayment that you make on your home loan, which is again covered under ATC only up to 1,50,000. And then the interest component that you pay every year on your home loan, that is covered for tax exemption in your income from house property head. So again, the problem is same here that these have been there for last 5-6 years. Right. And if you see the real estate market in past couple of years also and going forward also, everyone is expecting that there will be, a kind of boom in real estate sector, which is everyone has been waiting for. And cost of building a house, real estate prices, they all also have been increased in price past 5-6 years. So certainly we can conclude that in the budget it is expected that, and it is required also, that government should increase these limits, which is 1,50,000 and 2 lakhs currently. Or probably, I mean, if you have to take my personal suggestion, I would suggest that, you know, the principal repayment part, which is currently covered under section 80C, it should be taken out from 80C and it should be covered under a new section only altogether. So, these limits should be increased.
Right. So, now coming back to the insurance sector, you earlier mentioned about, how GST on medical insurance should be reduced. So, could you elaborate a little bit on that, given the pandemic condition in place? It has been there for around 2 years now. So, what kind of measures should be taken for the insurance sector, especially the medical insurance side, so that people are more willing to opt for them?
Yeah. So in general, if you take a sense from industry, there has been a want from the industry to reduce the GST on term insurance, which is currently at 18%. Again, the same calculation, tax save karne ke liye, you know, we do investment and on the other end, we are paying 18% GST also. So effective tax saving is very negligible. So from that perspective also, and from that perspective also, that term insurance prices have been skyrocketed now. It is, in the interest of everyone that the GST rate should be reduced on the term insurance particularly. This will tremendously help the sector.
Right. So do you have any more suggestions on the personal finance front, so that the middle income group or the lower income class group, they are benefited from the budget? How is the budget going to affect them? How can they make the most of it?
So, in that I will, repeat the same thing again, that government should, high time that they should focus on increasing the basic exemption limit, which is 2,50,000 only as of now. So the basic exemption limit should now be increased, and the subsequent tax slabs, including the relief and everything, that should also be revised according to the new basic exemption limit. So, this is the key thing that, government should now consider. This will certainly help the small-time taxpayers who are earning 7 lakh, 8 lakh, 10 lakh, 12 lakh, even 15 lakh. It will substantially help them in increasing the disposable income, which can help them in making further investment or which can further increase their spend power. So this is the most critical thing which I feel government should do in this budget itself.
Right. Great. Thank you, Abhishek. Thank you so much for your inputs. We'll connect with you again for more tips on the budget. And thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, that's about it. I hope now you know what to look forward to in the budget for the next financial year. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back with another episode to know more about budget expectations. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.